This is Senator Al Simpson. The Democrats have a big plan to blow the bucks from the peace dividend on more and more social programs. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the dust from battering down the Berlin Wall hasn't even settled, and you Democrats are promising a ton of peace dividend bucks to load up your pet programs. That's your party that dumped America into this current huge budget deficit mess. Any savings from the longed-for peace in Europe must go to reduce our nation's debt and move America in the direction of some fiscal sanity and responsibility. Ted, the American public have again toadied up to the pay window and met the deadline for filing of income taxes. Those who have to work like dogs for a living continue to hammer on us in Congress to tell us that most Americans have to work 125 days through May 5th just to pay this year's taxes. If there is a peace dividend, let's stuff it back in the pockets of the ones who deserve it the most, American workers.
Al, you can't be serious about what caused the deficit mess. Reaganomics caused it, and we'll be spending years getting the budget off our backs and back into balance. But that process is on track. The Graham-Rudman law requires us to meet annual deficit targets. If all goes well and the economy doesn't fall out of bed, we'll balance the budget by the mid-1990s. The peace dividend raises a different problem and opportunity. It's an unexpected windfall from the collapse of communism. We don't need to use it to balance the budget. We do need it to meet the critical challenge of rebuilding our economy and country. Don't waste the peace dividend on pork barrel spending or tax cuts, Al. Let's put it in a special National Needs Trust Fund for priority projects such as upgrading schools and making other essential investments in the country's future. Citizens understand this priority, Al, even if you don't. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his atrocious Senate voting record on hunger and poverty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.